Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Angie Winer.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this.
How should we pray?
Here's what the Lord told them. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless your heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one presence. And on this line, we recognize that one presence, one power that is known by many, many names, and we recognize it on this line as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release. Come, Holy Spirit, release. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and into the heart. I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe, family. Together. One, two, three. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Thank you, God. And as we come together in this one mind and one spirit, I want you to call in the divine essence of love, remembering you are love, made from love, divinely designed as love. And so as we move into the energy of forgiving, the forgiveness of the Father wound, I just want you to breathe in. I am love. And release any idea or perception keeps you from seeing the truth that you are all that God is. Breathe out. You are love. I want you to remember you are magnificent. As we hear Ayana pray for the energy of our Father womb, breathe in the idea that you are love, absolute love. Let's pray for it.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly Father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my Father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my Father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my Father, and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. and allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being, and every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale and drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Wow, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Ayayan Zanzat on forgiveness. We've been working in and through the power of forgiveness. And I'm so grateful to be free of things that I thought came to destroy me, but I come to understand that things happen for us, not in spite of, but for us. Bring out the greater version of ourselves. See, you came equipped with everything you need to handle every situation that ever came or will ever come up against you. See, the word tells us what they thought was bad, God meant it for good. It's meant to build your faith muscle, your character, your strength, and your blessing is in the pain. Your blessing is in your pain, family. Your pain is your profit. Tell your story. Somebody else is praying to hear your story, to bless their life, to shift and change. Your story is meant to help somebody. Let it go, family, and know that you are all that God is. This is Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace. And I want you to know right now, just stay in perfect peace, family. To the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Marvin Sapp. perfect peace. He will keep you in thy perfect peace. Perfect peace. I don't know, that sound do something to my soul. Keep me in perfect peace. We're going to start off by reading The Science of the Mind this morning. It's interesting that The Science of the Mind says, I want you to hear this, family. Get your ears ready. I am enough. That's my affirmation I say every day. I am more than enough. I am more than a conqueror. I am enough, family. Brené Brown once said, what makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. The Science of the Mind on page 543, the book says, I shall walk with you, my friend, and shall learn of you the ways of life and freedom. Before I owned my own power, I was filled with mind messages that told me I got to do better, because who I was and what I had achieved wasn't good enough. Even if I did do better, I still wasn't good enough. The beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I always have been and always will be more than good enough, just as I am. Somebody ought to say amen. I got to say that again. The beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I always have been more than enough, just as I am. You see, I lay aside my regrets. None of my experiences were wrong or bad. I am not wrong or bad. All are part of what helped shape who I am today. Come on, Holy Spirit. We're talking about synchronicity this morning. When I feel broken, my soul whispers, lean on me, and I remind you of your wholeness. When my heart is breaking, my soul pulls me close so that I remember how to heal. When I'm falling and don't know how to get up, it fills me with this strength so that I might stand tall again. Divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. Come on, I am more than good enough. I just got to breathe that in. Come on, Holy Spirit. Let's say that. I'm going to read that again. Somebody texted me, said, that sounds like you. All right. When I feel broken, my soul whispers, lean on me, and I'll remind you of your wholeness. When my heart is breaking and my soul pulls me close so that I'll remember how to heal. When I'm falling and don't know how to get up, it fills me with this strength so that I might stand tall again. Divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. In this moment, I will just be. You see, I won't try to fix anything or anyone. When someone speaks, I'll listen without thinking about my reply. If someone is crying, I'll lean into their tears with silent compassion. And when I allow myself to be fully what God made me to be, I bring the best of myself to any situation. Somebody ought to say amen. Let me say that again. When I allow myself to be fully what God made me to be, I bring the best of myself to any situation. With gratitude, I hold all of my life in love. Just by showing up, I am enough. Just by showing up, I am more than enough. Just by being me, I am all that God is. Somebody ought to say amen, amen, amen. It says in the affirmation, I have always been and always will be more than enough, just as I am. Together, fam. Always been and always will be more than good enough, just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my worth. All right, let's do that one again. I have always been and always will be more than good enough, just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my worth. Ooh, it's so juicy, so delicious, so amazing. It fills my soul. Oh, it just brings tears to my eyes. Come on, family. God said he'd keep us in perfect peace, right? And then I turn around and read this. I'm just, I just want to drop the mic. Let me say it again. I have always been, always will be, more than good enough, just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my work. Do you feel like me? Are y'all feeling this? I have always been and always will be more than good enough, just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my work. I can't even see how because I got tears in my eyes. It filled my soul to know that I am more than good enough, to know that you are more than good enough, family. More than good enough. There's so many mind messages and so many things in this world that come up against us to try to remind us that we're not, but then we have to get back into our true knowing that we are more than good enough. And for so many years, that was my default language. Am I good enough? And it didn't always come out like, am I good enough? I don't know if I could do that. And I tried anyway, even through my fears. When I started this prayer line, I remember thinking, I don't know how to do this, God. But I did it anyway. And I remember thinking of all the times I would get off the line and my friend would tell me stuff that I could do better. And I remember thinking, oh, see, I wasn't good enough. See, really, this line ain't for me. I don't know the Bible that well. And I kept saying to myself stuff, just junk. Because I didn't think I was good enough, but I kept pushing through anyway. Because I didn't think I was good enough for this. Qualified. But the soul of my essence, the presence of my Holy Spirit, the higher mind, kept reminding me. Sometimes through other people, sometimes through inspiration, and sometimes through my own mind. I remember getting up one morning and getting on the line. Good morning, Reverend Green. Good morning, Minister Mitchell. Good morning. And it was just like 60 names, and they were all ministers. I looked at the phone and was like, this wasn't supposed to be like this. Where did all these ministers come from, and why are they coming to this line? And I hung up the phone and I said, God, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know the Bible like they know the Bible. Just because they got on the line and said Reverend and Minister. It intimidated me. Felt like if they tried to challenge me with the word, I wasn't going to be able to respond properly. And so God set me down real quick and checkmated me so quickly. God said, how did you get to know your husband? Did you read a book? I said, no, I spent time. God said, well, you're more than qualified. God said to me, I don't qualify. I don't call to qualify. I qualify to call. God said, the day you were born, you were qualified. The day I put you in the womb on your mother's belly, I knew and had plans for success. I knew exactly where you needed to be at the divine time, that you needed to be where you needed to be. This is your divine appointment. And so many times I wanted to quit because I didn't feel good enough. Because my mind kept telling me, after even God told me, I don't qualify. I don't call to qualify. I qualify to call. You ain't got to know the Bible. All you got to do is go and stand. And when it's time for you to speak, I'll speak through you. And can I tell you, every time I didn't know the answers. Every time somebody asked me something that I didn't know, the answers came through me. I remember being asked one time, what was the difference between the spirit and the soul? And I remember thinking, oh, I absolutely don't know the answer to that question. And I remember thinking, I'm going to tell them I'm going to pray on it and get back to them on the answer, right? And before I could say those words, words were coming out of my mouth that I didn't even understand because I didn't even know that I knew the answer. But my higher mind self knew the answer, and God began to speak through me. And the words that came out were so profound that chills, I call them my God buffs, was running down my back. I was like, I always know the truth because the truth sent chills down my spine. And I knew that the truth was coming out my mouth, but I knew that it didn't come from Janine. It came from Janine, the higher presence of herself, because those were not my words. In my mind, I was thinking, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to pray on that and get back to you. But the answer came so clearly, so distinctly out of my mouth. I was looking like, did I still say that? Because God said I was more than enough the day I was born. But my mind kept wanting to tell me that I wasn't. And I kept wanting to tell people the next day, this is going to be our last day, this is going to be our last week. And the next time I decided that it was going to be my last week of the prayer line, Stacy from Cleveland called. 9 p.m. Never forget. And she had two twins. They were about 3 or 4 years old. And she said, Janine, I just want to tell you. I just want to tell you, with tears in her eyes and love in her heart, that if it wasn't for this prayer line, I don't know where I'd be. She said, if it wasn't for you every morning getting up, she said, I don't know where I'd be. I was homeless, and I was almost ready to end my life. And she said to me, it was you, your words, that showed me every morning that I can do it. I got a new house now. I got a new job now. I got money in the bank, and it was you every morning telling me I could do it in so many ways. And she said, I just want to tell you that my children know the affirmation. They were 3 or 4. She said, and she put her twins on the line, and they said, good morning, Miss Jimmy. And they said, the affirmation. And at the time, our affirmation was, I don't know why it's not coming to my mind. Everything and everybody prospers. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. And these little four-year-old twin girls, who I just looked on Facebook the other day and went into tears because they just graduated from, I think, eighth grade or high school. Let's see, if they were 14 years. So they, yeah, it's been eighth grade. So they're about to go into high school. They probably was 3. Because if they was graduating from eighth grade, and it's been about 10 years. And I just simply went into tears of gratitude. Because those twins, who probably don't even remember saying it, changed my life. They gave me strength to keep going. Because the trajectory of them knowing the affirmation at 3 years old and was able to repeat it so clearly and so distinctly reminded me that God said, I don't call to qualify. I qualify to call. Meaning that you don't have to look like what somebody else has for me to honor you with what you're supposed to be doing on this planet. This is your gift. You see, I never thought that the day I was called, my girlfriends say, you know, I guess they were sitting around talking about me, and they decided to give me a call, and they said, Janine, it's something about your presence. It's something about the way you do God. It's something the way you walk and talk. It's something about the way you smile. Never seen you not smile. Even when you was going through the changes you were going through, even when life was giving you lemons, you made lemon meringue pie and kept moving and never stopped smiling and never stopped praising and never did a tear shed your eye. Well, that's not true, but they just didn't see the tears. They didn't see the nights where I was sweating because I couldn't understand why I was going through. But they said I did good. I said, okay, well, maybe I did. But it was the reason they wanted to know, how did I do God differently? How was I able to show up through all the stuff that I was going through and still smile and still say, God is good? Well, the one thing I know is that no matter what happens, I know God got me. Even in the midst of the storm, I know there's perfect peace in the eye of the storm. I knew in the midst of the storm, there was perfect peace. And I knew that God had to have me some kind of way. And so every morning, I claim this too shall pass. And I know you got me, and I know life is happening for me, not in spite of, but for me, not against me, but for me, God. And I know that whatever lessons I got to learn in this situation, I know that you will bring me through. I know you didn't bring me to, not to bring me through. And I just kept on praising even when I couldn't see. I just kept on knowing even when I couldn't see it. Because I knew down inside, the deep down inside, even when I was down and nothing, God was always up to something, stirring up something. And so I would just pray for and claim what it was that I desired in the situation. Nothing but good shall come forth in this situation right now, God. Nothing but good shall come forth in this situation. And even when I couldn't do it no more, I said, God, you got to show me a sign. You got to give me a sign. I remember getting up on the prayer line one morning, and I was at my wit's end, didn't know how I was going. I was months behind on my bills, even in where I was living. And I was thinking, oh, God, if I said to God one morning, and it was, if I had to be homeless, I'd do it. I'll do it for you, but I just don't understand why, God. But whatever it takes, just show me the lesson, God, and give me the courage to keep moving through. And I said, God, I'm gonna need a sign, though, God. I'm gonna need a sign that this is what you want. I'm gonna need it because I just can't figure it out. So I pulled up the Bible. Nothing came to me. I pulled out Dynamic Laws of Prosperity because those are the two books at the time was the two books was my go-to: the Bible and the Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Nothing, no sign, no nothing. And I decided to just start getting ready for the prayer line. And somebody said, open up your emails. And it was Tyler Perry, my first email. And I just opened it up thinking, okay, here we go again. And I was sitting here, God, saying, I'm going to need a sign. And even though I didn't know that was going to be my sign, I sent it. And this is what Tyler Perry said. I'm going to put it on. This changed the trajectory of my life. Listening to this day, this was God's sign to me on that day. And I got up after listening to this, and I sent it out to everybody I could think of and told everybody the same story I'm telling you. And I wrote it in pink, and I wrote it and sent it to everybody to hear because I wanted people to know, just like me, sometimes you do get weary. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes it's just out your hands, but when you're down to nothing, God is always something, always up to something. God is always up to something, stirring up your gifts and talents. And this is what Tyler said.
You know what the question is that a lot of people ask me all the time? How did you make it? How did you make it? Well, I tell you, there's only one answer for that. And I say this in press all the time, but people, you will cut it out of articles or they don't want it printed or they don't want it said. But the truth be told, it was nothing but the grace of God. Nothing but the grace of God. You can plant seeds all day long. You can go around giving your business card to people. You can go around knocking on doors and auditioning. You can do all of that every day of your life. And nothing, for most people, nothing happens. When a seed is planted in the ground, all you can do is water it. You cannot control the sunshine, you cannot control the weather, and you cannot control whether the locusts will come and try and destroy it. All you can do is plant your seed in the ground, water it, and believe. That is what allowed me to be in this position right now. I would not stop believing. I planted my seed. I worked really hard. I had one idea, and that was to do a play. All the other stuff came. My only idea, my only focus was to do my one play. And I knew if I could get that to work, everything else would come to pass. There's so many people who go in so many directions. This week they're doing this, the next week they're doing that, and next week they're doing this, and next week they're going to be in real estate, and the next week they're going to open a salon. And those kind of people are all over the place, and I usually try to get them to focus. Focus on one thing, one area. Put all of your energy into watering one area. If you spread the water across many, many seeds, you don't have as much water for one seed. So focus on one thing. Make it your priority and stick with it no matter what. No matter how many people told me no, no matter how many people lied to me, no matter how many times I put the show up and nobody came. I remember when I did my very first show, I worked my butt off and saved $12,000, tax returns from H&R Block money. I saved it, worked hard, saved it myself, rented the 14th Street Playhouse, put that show up, thought that 1,200 people would come over a weekend, and 30 showed up, and I knew every one of them. But I didn't stop. That didn't deter me. That was in 1992. 93, same thing happened. 94, 95, 96, 97, up until 1998. Same devastation of nobody showing up in the audience. I was doing one show a year, working with different promoters, trying to get the show up, and nobody showed up. But I didn't stop. And my what I say to you now, looking at me now, here, I am a human being. There's no difference between my humanness and your humanness. The only thing is, if you're trying to get there, you cannot stop believing in any way. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody tells you, you have to know it beyond knowing it. And it is a feeling. When something is for you, this is how I knew it was for me. When something is for you, there's a feeling that is deep down inside of you that will not allow you to let it go. It will keep you going when you can't even keep yourself going. That's why the mantra here at the Tyler Perry Studios is a place where even dreams believe. Because there comes a time in your life where you've worked and you've stressed and you tried to get there and you couldn't on your own, but you have a dream. And that dream has to take on the belief for you because you can't do it by yourself. So what I would tell you is this. Don't stop. Narrow your focus to one idea. One. And make it work. That will give birth to all the others. All you can do is plant the seed and water it. God himself has to give the increase. Only God can make the sunshine. Only God can bring the rain. But if you've planted the seed, then you've done your part. I wish you so much success in 2012. Anything you want is possible. God knows I'm a living witness. Please feel me. Please hear this from my heart. Anything you want is possible. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't take the time to send this message to you. Take care of yourself.
And that was the message that God sent. That was my sign to keep moving forward. I tell you, I was like, God, you're going to have to give me a sign today. You're going to have to tell me something today that I am in the right direction, that this is what you want. You're going to have to give me a sign. I looked in the Bible. I looked in the Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. I looked in, and nothing was coming. So I said, well, let me just get ready for the prayer line. Let me just go ahead and do what I said I was committed to do. My friends committed me to this, and I told them I would. But once this part is over, I'm done. I'm done. Because there's no sign that I'm supposed to be doing this, God. So I had did everything I needed to do. I looked into my emails, and that's what was the first email. And I knew that it was a sign from God. Just trust. Just keep believing. It's interesting because in some ways I didn't feel like I had a dream. I just was trying to figure out what was my next move. I didn't really know what. And I guess because I didn't know myself enough to have a dream. And I love where I am today, though. The love journey has been such a blessing to my soul. When what I thought I was doing for somebody else, I really was doing it to grow and expand the gift that God had given me for me. And I didn't even realize it. It's funny how God had come up on the back end and get you. because I didn't think I remember thinking when I was a kid, all my friends knew they wanted to be doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, and I absolutely didn't know what I wanted to be. I knew what I wanted to have, but I didn't know what I wanted to be. And even in that 10 years ago, still felt the same way. Like, I don't know. But it was this love journey line that showed me my gifts. It was the love journey that showed me my own talents. It was the love journey that made me see the greatness in my own self. The whole time I thought I was here to help you see your greatness, but it really wasn't even about you. It was about me growing and expanding. It was about God taking my gifts and my talents. And all the time I was using it, I didn't even realize that that was what my purpose was. Yeah, I'm just doing this because I made a commitment to the people, because I'm the kind of person that grew up understanding that your word is your bond. And if you say you're going to do something, do it. And even through my fears and even through the times, every Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, I couldn't sleep. And then Sunday through Thursday, right? Anytime I had to get up for the prayer line the next day, I couldn't sleep because I'm like, what I'm going to say? Do they really want to hear me? Oh, I don't even speak good English. You know, I grew up in the ghetto. You know, just all kind of stuff that came up in my mind. Everything was trying to remind me that I wasn't good enough for this. And all the while, because of my commitment and my drive and my persistence, even through my own fears and even through my own thoughts, and because I'm committed to the commitment, once I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I kept going because I'm old school. If you ain't going to do the job right, then don't do it at all. If you ain't committed to the commitment, then don't do it at all. If you say you're going to do something, do it. All those words, those were my mom's words growing up. When I didn't wash the dishes properly. And she said, if you ain't going to do something, don't do it. I was thinking to myself, really? You saying, if I ain't going to do something right, don't do it at all? You telling me if I don't wash these dishes right, I ain't got to wash them at all? I was thinking to myself. But she made me take all the dishes out the whole cabinet and wash all the dishes. So, some of you all might be too young to remember that, right? If you put one dish in there that had a spot on it, they take all the dishes out the pantry and you had to wash all of them. Maybe you didn't have to go through that, but that was my experience. So it made me make sure that when I washed those dishes, that I washed them all perfectly, because I didn't want to have to take all those dishes out the cabinet and wash every dish in the cabinet. So it made me make sure that I did that job properly. And that's the way I live my life. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I try to bring my excellence to it, even through my own fears. But see, now I live a little bit differently. I was working through my fears. Now I know that I bring something valuable to the table. Then I didn't. You see, now I know now that this is the presence of God working in me, as me, all through me, and that I don't have to know it all, and that I don't have to show up perfect, and I don't have to show up with anything other than just to be me. And if there's something that God wants to be said and I don't know the answer in my human self, my higher self says, yes, I know the answer here and speak through me, but I have to get out my way. You see, I had to get out my own way to be able to allow spirit to move through me. And fear and being so debilitated doesn't allow the spirit to connect enough to get through. That's why we breathe and be still, to get out our own way. You see, I found the secret for me was to just get still and to simply breathe. Breathe through the fear. Breathe through the anxiety. Breathe through all that. I very seldom have anxiety when I get in line. There's sometimes when I wake up and I have anxiety about, oh, wow. But it's so seldom. Even when I don't know what I'm going to say. Even to the point where the last song is played and I'm getting ready to speak, I don't even know sometimes, and the words just come through. I say, God, you know you're awesome. And sometimes I say stuff that I be like, God, did you just say? Come on, God, do your stuff. So what am I really saying to you? I'm saying, in the most simplistic words that I can say, there's nothing more you need to do to share your gifts to the world. It's to just be you. Allow the presence to operate through you. Even if you still got fear, even if you still got anxiety, just do it. Because you are more than enough, just the way you are. And it's funny about life, and I say this with all sincerity. But I'll give you an example. When I look at, somebody called me one day and was asking me about, telling me they wasn't going to be on Facebook because Facebook had all this negative stuff and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you know what? I don't know. I don't see Facebook that way. I have some really good, interesting information that comes through Facebook, and I actually love it. I said, I read Facebook articles, and I read it because I find so much good stuff on there. And it occurred to me, what happens? Facebook is like our vibration. Well, and it has an algorithm, and it perpetuates what it is that you have shown them that you want to see on your Facebook page. Like me, I love articles about what Black Girl Magic is doing, so I get a lot of, you know, the first Black, ABC gets its first Black CEO, a woman. Starbucks now has a lady that I love, and I've been watching her since 90s. She grew up in Chicago. Melanie Hobson is the president, CEO of Starbucks now. I was like, wow. She's married to George Lucas, and I remember when she was younger, we were young. I might be like 2 or 3 years older than her. But I remember when she first started out in Aerial Capital Management, and she used to be on Channel 9 and doing the financial segment. And I just look at her now, and she sit on many boards and married to a billionaire. And now she's the CEO of Starbucks, the first Black woman to do certain things. And just an amazing gift, right? Those are the kind of things that come on my Facebook page. And you can go on my Facebook page, and you can read all these different articles. Because I store things, or I put things on my Facebook page that I want to read. So if I'm sitting in a doctor's office and I'm waiting to be sick, I sit and read the articles. So sometimes I put it there before I've read it. But when I get to read, I'll be so excited because I love that. What am I saying? I think that's the same way I perceive the Bible. Like when I read the Bible or I'm led to read things, I love to read things that remind me of my greatness and that God knew me before I was put even in the womb of my mother's belly, and that God had plans for success with me. And that Exodus shows us how to get out the wilderness. Exodus means to exit. And so if when I'm in a wilderness experience, I go through Exodus to remind myself that I can use these tools to come out of my wilderness experience. Deuteronomy reminds me that it is he that gives me the power to get wealth. It is he in Timothy that says, it is he that gives richly all things. And it is my good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. And those are the kind of scriptures that I'm led to when I am led to the scripture to read, that God reminds me of my greatness through the word is in the Bible. Or when I first got the opportunity to start reading other religious texts, the Hindi Bible opens up with the idea that I am made in abundance. In abundance, I shall remain. Or if I read the Quran and how God meticulously made each and every one of us and placed all of itself inside of us and said, look, you're made in the image and likeness of me. Go forth and prosper on the land and go possess the land because it's yours. Everything in it and of it. And no matter what religious text I decide to pick up, it all reminds me of one thing, that our job here is to know who we are. Master oneself and know that you were created in the image and the likeness What does that really mean? Do we really own it? It doesn't matter what religious text or dogma you're in. There's something about that text that's going to always remind you that there's something magnificent about you. So far, I don't care Kabbalah. I don't care if you Muslim, Islamic, Hindu. Now, I haven't read every religious text on the planet, but even following Father Moon when I was in Korea, the one thing that I find consistent through all is love is consistent, and that you're magnificent. You're magnificent because you were created in the image and likeness of God. You're magnificent because God placed all of itself inside of you, whether you recognize God as goddess or God or it or any, however you recognize that energy that placed itself inside of you, you were made to be magnificent, chiseled magnificent, chiseled greatness. Nothing about you is nothing but great. Every religious text, no matter if we believe man wrote it or it was inspired by God, whatever, there's one consistent theme that the universe is always reminding us, even through science. Even through science. I was just reading an article in the Science Journal about divine intelligence. From a scientific perspective, can you imagine that? We're coming into a place where all things are recognizing the oneness, even in the science. You know, science always had this idea of the Big Bang Theory, or is it God? Is there God? Is there God? Is there not a God? And what's so cool about God? What's so amazing? You don't even got to believe in me. I don't care if you don't believe in me. God don't care. Because at the end of the day, you're going to come face to face with the knowing that you are all that God is one day in some kind of way. So God's so laid back and so generous with his energy. And the article was, what is divine intelligence and why do we need it now more than ever? And this is what some of the articles said. We live in a world where we're more connected than ever, yet more disconnected from ourselves and others. The pressure to do well in all areas of our lives seems more intense now than ever before. And yet most of us feel as if we've fallen short of these expectations. But what if there was something else we could do to help stop the cycle of insanity? As Einstein famously defines it, and start reaching our potential. He says, after years of research and working with individuals in all walks of life, this particular doctor discovers that the root cause of discontentment and seemingly unrelated roadblocks lie deep need for people to find their authentic self, the seat of their divine intelligence. In scientific terms, divine intelligence is defined by the balance of the calm limbic system, meaning the feeling brain, managed by an energized, and I might be saying this word wrong, the neocortex brain. So listen to this. I want you to really hear this, because what is it saying? In scientific terms, divine intelligence is defined by the balance of a calm limbic system, which is the feeling brain, managed by an energized neocortex called the thinking brain. And people who have happy, productive, and fulfilled have a more calm limbic system and a more energized neocortex. This is the state that we are most aligned with at birth. This is our divine intelligence. The divine intelligent process helps people find this balance. By working through our emotions, we are able to peel back our limiting beliefs and to uncover our authentic self. Now, why did I want to read that part to you? Scientifically, that's the scientific word, the limbic system, which is the feeling brain, and the neocortex, which is the thinking brain. What is the feeling brain? Our heart. What is the thinking brain? Our mind. And when we get out of our head and go into our hearts, we find the place that God really exists is in our heart. This is what this article is really saying. When we find God, we find peace. When we find the part of us that is God, the part of us that is operating in a higher presence, that is peace. We find peace in the process. That's when you break it down. But, you know, you had to go through these scientific terms. But what they're really saying is when you find your authentic self is God. Your authentic self, the part of you that is you, that is you, then you, the higher presence of you is God. That's the place where perfect peace. I'm thinking to myself, they said they got this whole long article about the limbic system and the neocortex. And all they're saying is when you find God, when you find your authentic self, you truly operate in peace. And what am I saying? I'm saying to you that now scientists is getting into the understanding of being in the oneness, in the divine stillness, is where the answers lie. Albert Einstein said it for years. He said, there's no such thing as genius. We're all genius because we all have access to this higher power, the part of us that makes us great, the part of us that was sent to the planet to be magnificent. When we find that, then we know that we are more than enough. And I'm going to stop right there. But I just want you to know today, scientifically, religiously, and any other way that I could share with you that you're great. Scientists are not saying you're great just because of God. And so I'm grateful to remind you that you are more than enough. Simply just because you are. That's my message. Any question, comments, concern, press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. Press the number 1 on Blog Talk Radio. If you are in teleconference, just star 6 and let me know that you have a comment. And you're reminding that you are more than enough. Good morning. 267.
Good morning, Queen.
Area code 50. Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
Good morning to you, my darling Queen of Love. I am listening as I am every time when I listen to you. You just, wow, you're so inspiring. You give us so much strength just to deal with this world. You are an amazing gift of God. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us this energy in all the ways and times that you do. We all need to work on these familial relationships and all the hurt that we are peeling off these onion skins to get to our core. And I thank you for assisting us in that. You just continue to be well and continue to do what you do. And thank you in all of this for assaulting that spirit of unworthiness that so many of us carry. It's a thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. And thank you for giving me affirmations that I can give my babies to carry them forward as they go out into the world. I thank you so much. And I thank God for you.
And I thank God
so
for you.
So pray with me
thank
that I can get to Chicago so I can wrap my arms around you. I need to put my arms around you.
Yes, yes. You will come for the sunrise service 10th year. I see
you
here,
know.
Cheryl,
we
and I'm going to hug you and meet you face to face. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We're still doing it on this side?
Yes.
Still doing it. Still doing it. So I thank you so much for giving me that. So many gifts for you. Hopefully I'll be able to come.
Well, maybe you all can come. Your whole, all of the people who do the sunrise service there.
Oh, man. You know, there's people all the way down in Tennessee.
Maybe
there's people in Tennessee and people in Pennsylvania that have started based on what you gave me. See, you don't
even
know.
Maybe all of
you
all can come and celebrate 10 years with us. No, I didn't.
Whoa.
No, I didn't.
Whoa.
I know it's a ripple effect.
That's amazing.
And in that ripple effect, we don't know how many people we affect, but I do know that I do, that a lot of people have been affected by Cheryl. So pull all the people together and come and celebrate
the
first Sunday in August with us.
Girl.
10 years.
Girl.
Just whoever,
so
you know, divinely. It doesn't matter.
Wow. I'll show you pictures from when I did the first one. I went on to the beginning of the Trail of Tears at the very first one.
Send me the pictures so I can post them. Okay, I'm going to post them on the Love Journey if that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I never thought about that, but yeah.
Absolutely do that. I love you.
And if anybody else can send pictures, maybe we create a video of different people doing it ever, all
amazing.
Around the world.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
See what God has done with you?
This is Tennessee. And you in New Jersey, right?
I'm in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia now.
Oh, so
I get around. I'm a vagabond.
Okay, so yours will be Philadelphia. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Well, wherever, when you send the pictures, let me know where that was located so I can put,
absolutely.
This is Tennessee, this is Pennsylvania. Thanks.
Sure.
I appreciate you, Cheryl.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and I love you for all that you do. You just continue to increase your territory and be blessed. I love you so.
I receive it. I
peace,
love you,
my
too.
Sister. Peace.
Good morning. Peace back to you. Peace be unto you. All right. Good morning, Zakiya from Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love and Love Journey family. And to that beautiful queen that just came in, I can't even say nothing else after what she said because she said it all. She said everything I wanted to say about
we'll
how
say
much
it anyway in your words.
Just to say, I love and appreciate you so much for just continuously always reminding me that I am enough. I am more than enough. I am God. God is in me. God got me. I mean, you know, just everything in me. I just need to hear it. I need to hear it over and over and over again. And every time you share about your journey, because, see, people can see where you are, but they don't always know where you started from. So I'm just grateful that you tell us how you started out and what you didn't believe about yourself and the doubts and so forth, and then how God speaks to you. Because I think that we don't even get it, how God speaks to us. So, you know, how we can get into those low places and forlorn places and think that ain't nobody listening, nobody care, and then God will come up and give you a message from a Tyler Perry. Say what? I mean, you know, it's just so many times that you have, you know, brought us to these realizations of what's possible and never give up and keep on going and trusting and believing and knowing who we are. So I don't know what else to say except I just appreciate you. Keep. I pray for God. I pray God for you all the time that God will continue to just anoint you, pour into you, fill you up, and give you everything. Because I know it takes a lot to be on 5 days a week, but you ain't doing it of your own volition because there's God doing it through you. And so then there is no weariness, you know. There is no, I know in your humanity there may be times you might say, okay, I want to take a break today. But then when you get on and Spirit starts speaking through you, it's like you lose all that. So I just, you know, again, with all my heart, with all my soul, thank you. And you do affect people's lives all over the world. And it's wonderful when sisters and brothers can call in and say, hey, I want you to know you made a difference in me. So I'm saying that from the beautiful city of Baltimore. Can't wait to hug your neck in August when we come together for the Sunrise Service. And just wish you many, many blessings, you and your beautiful family. All right, God bless. I'm out. Somebody else will come in and say something beautiful to you. Peace.
Peace be unto you as well. Thank you, my sister in prosperity. I love you too. Miss Zakiya Lana from Baltimore family. I'm looking forward to meeting the ones I've already met, but I can't wait to meet all of us together in the Sunrise Service this 10th year, even though, I don't know, I'm pushing through, putting it together, because, you know, I want it to be so magnificent, and I'm like, okay, what can it be? And I'm letting God work through me, but I tell you, it's exciting and, yep, exhilarating, but yet, I'm like, okay, you know, I've still got, I don't want it to be the same. I don't want it to be boring. All these thoughts. And it's just so tripped out. No matter where you go and no matter how high you get, you still have these thoughts. I was thinking about Oprah the other day when she started on and how she had all these
not good enough thoughts, and how the newspaper was putting articles in there, and she said she just got in the shower, and I was thinking, you know, I do the same thing when I get in the shower, and I just begin to pray. And I began to pray, and she was like, God, she just said, God, help me surrender. Help me to surrender this. Show me how to make this what you want it to be. And I remember her prayer. And then how OWN was turned around by Tyler Perry and her coming together. She got an inspiration, divine inspiration to call Tyler Perry. And he started his two shows on there, which turned OWN around and made OWN what it is today. And I'm just tell you, you know, it don't matter where you are in life. It don't matter how much success you have. It doesn't matter. It's just something about this limbic system that wants to remind you sometimes. Yeah, even though you did it before, yeah, you've been through it before, sometimes we forget. And I'm just so grateful to be what Khadijah called me, the divine reminder. We have to be divine reminders to ourselves and to others. And so today I pray that you can be a divine reminder of you, to yourself, that you are more than enough just as you are right now, and that your dreams can come true, and that the dream that you have inside of you is bigger than your doubts. Ooh, that's some good stuff right there. That your dream is bigger than your doubt. And that's in essence what happened here. The dream took its own life. Because really, I didn't dream to be a person on a blog talk radio. And I didn't dream that for myself. Because if I had my way, I would have been a millionaire through real estate and just living life the way I want to live it. Meditating, you being on the yoga, going to the top of the mountains. But God had a different plan. And I had to surrender to that plan. And if I wasn't so in resistance, I probably could have been somewhere faster, quicker. But I was in so much resistance because of my own doubt. And each day I do this love journey, each day my resistance is lowered. And so I'm grateful. You don't even get it, that you are a blessing to me more than you could ever know. I thought I was coming here to be a blessing to you all, but in turn I was really being blessed by the idea that I could do this. I'll never forget this quote by Yogananda. If you want to learn something, you read about it. If you want to understand it, you write about it. But if you want to master it, you teach it. And look at me. I've always wanted to master being my God self. And look what God put me in. I didn't know this was the angle God was going to take me to master myself. I didn't even see it coming. I didn't know that the love journey was going to give me so much clarity about who I was and what I was. But it did. And again, I thank you. Because of you, I am. Trust me with all humility. I know that if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no me. And so I am because of you. And so when they say, I am my sister, I am my sister. I am my brother. I am. We are all one. Thank you so much again. From the profoundness of my heart and the depth of my soul, I say thank you. All right, anybody else? If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. If you're on a teleconference, star 6. All right, I'll leave you again in the science of the mind. I just want to reread this as I leave you with the idea that you are more than enough. Because in the science of the mind, when it came up, I was like, wow, I wasn't even going to talk about this today. I had a whole idea what I wanted to talk about. But when I started reading I Am Enough this morning out of the science of the mind, sharing with you all, I knew that God wanted me to share this with you. And so I'm going to reread it and leave you with this thought so that it can be impressed upon you into your heart and your soul. And those who wasn't on the line when I read it can know that you are already more than enough. And so in the science of the mind, in the June issue, I am enough. I am more than enough. Brene Brown once said, what makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. in the Science of the Mind book on page 543, I shall walk with you, my friend, and shall learn of you the ways of life and freedom. Before I owned my own power, I was filled with mind messages that told me I must do better because who I was and what I had achieved wasn't good enough. And even after I had did other things better, I still wasn't good enough. You see, the beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I have always been and always will be quite good enough just the way I am. Really, the truth is that I've always been and always will be more than enough just as I am. And as I lay aside my regrets, none of my experiences were wrong or bad. Hear me, family, none of your experiences were wrong or bad. You are not wrong. I'm not wrong or bad. All are a part of what helps shape who we are today. Anything different wouldn't be who you are today. And when I feel broken, my soul whispers, lean on me. I remind you of your wholeness. And when my heart is breaking, my soul pulls me close so that I remember how to heal. And when I'm falling and don't know how to get up, it fills me with this strength so that I might stand tall again. Divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. Come on, Holy Spirit. In this moment, I will just be. I won't try to fix anything or anyone. And when someone speaks, I'll listen without thinking about my reply. Because if someone is crying, I'm going to lean in to their tears with silent compassion. Not with what I'm going to reply with, but with silent compassion, allowing them to just cry and be full and whole and present in the moment of where they are. And when I allow myself to be fully what God made me, come on, family, listen to this. When you and I allow ourselves to be fully what God made us to be, we bring the best of ourselves to any situation with gratitude. I hold all of my life in love just by showing up. With gratitude, family, when we hold all our life in love just by showing up, we are more than enough. Together, I am more than enough, family. I am more than enough. And as I remind you today, the life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, family, to choose love. Love. Love is the only choice. And remember to live and dream your God-sized dreams, family. This is The Whispers right here on The Love Journey. This is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is a song called Welcome to My Dreams. Thank you. Have a great day, family. Welcome into your dreams. Welcome, 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 baby.